Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Life is filled with challenges, moments that test our strength, faith, and resolve. But what if I told you that you were not created to be defeated by your problems, but to rise above them? This conviction is rooted in the words of Jesus, who not only acknowledged the reality of trouble in our lives, but also promised victory and peace through him. Jesus assures us that while differences are inevitable, we are not powerless or alone. Instead, we are equipped by God's design and through his presence to rise above adversity and become overcomers in a world filled with trials. In today's message titled, Created to Overcome Problems, Evangelist Paul Acqua uncovers how, by design, we are all equipped to transform struggles into strengths and adversity into victory. Get ready to rediscover the overcomer within you. Let's join in.
God created us to overcome problems. I want to clarify what we mean by overcoming problems or difficulties. Because if you are hearing me and you are saying, well, I don't have any difficulties or I don't have any problems because of that, this message is not for me. No, it's for you, my friend. I want to assure you it's for you. You may think, well, I have everything in life. I have no problems to overcome. I have what it takes to live without problems. This message is not for me. No, again, it's for you. Jesus warned us ahead of time that in this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties. You will experience tribulation and problems. But then he assured us that, take heart, I have conquered the world. So how do you overcome your problems in life? That's a question. How do you live as an overcomer? That's what I want to talk about in this message. Now listen to what Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33. He said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. He also said in John chapter 14, verse 27, that peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So this is a call to trust in Jesus and not to be overcome by fear or anxiety, no matter what situation you are in or what comes against you. You don't have to live in fear or anxiety. Why? Because Christ is with you. He has overcome the world. So now going back to John chapter 16, where he says, these words I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace, because he gives peace, true peace, which is different from what the world gives. So he's just reassuring us that you can have peace if you understand that he is taking care of your future. And yes, he's taking care of your life every single day on this earth, you see. So if we begin to really meditate and get revelation of the fact that we are never alone, then we can have peace in the midst of problems. In the midst of difficulties, we can still have peace. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? That's recorded in the book of Hebrews, my friend. So it doesn't make any difference what you are going through. Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, is right there going through it with you. I want you to know he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will not let you down. He has never let anybody down. best example anyone ever gives when we are talking about this subject is when Peter went walking on the water. We know this story. As long as his eyes were on Jesus, he was walking on the water. But the minute he got his eyes on the circumstances, on the wind and the storm coming around, he began to sink. Jesus didn't let him sink. He reached down and then picked him up. You see, he's not going to let you down. He won't let you sink. Even if you fall, he said, "My enemy, do not rejoice over me. If I fall, I will rise again." That's not the end of the world. So this is what Jesus is saying to us, that don't worry about your problems. Don't worry about every day that you live in this life, because you are not going to do it by yourself. I am going to be with you, and I am with you. So when Jesus is with you and me, who can be against us? The Bible says it this way: if God be for us, who can be, or what would there be against us? He says, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." God wants us to be overcomers. That's what he wants us to be. He created us to be overcomers. He created us to take dominion. So this is why he created us to be. He started with Adam and Eve, telling them to have dominion. To be an overcomer means to subdue, to conquer, to prevail, to dominate, to get the victory. And that's almost the same as dominion, you see? So you take dominion over stuff. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 16, and also in verse 26 that, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper," hallelujah, "that he may abide with you forever." Look, he's not going to leave you. Since the day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit descended onto this earth, he has never returned. He is still with us. So he said he will abide with you forever. He will teach you. He said, "But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you." So if you are reading your Bible, if you are listening to sermons, you are reading Bible books and retaining it, by the Holy Spirit, you can now later on remember the stuff. When it comes to where you are facing a difficulty or situation that you need to remember stuff to help you solve that problem, Holy Spirit will bring it to your memory. That's what Jesus is saying. He is our helper. The helper is with you and in you. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than who is in the world. Hallelujah. That 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, everyone knows this. So here is the good news. He who is in you is greater than the problem coming against you. The problem that's trying to come against you. That's what the Bible says: no weapon fashioned against you will stand. And every tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn. That's the heritage of the children of God. My friend, if you are born again Christian, the Holy Spirit living in you is greater than the forces of the enemy out there coming against you. So yes, you are overcomer. You have overcome them. The ability comes through knowledge. I want to encourage you to hold on to God's promises. With all your heart, hold on to God's promises and keep speaking them over your life, saying, "He who is in me is greater than the trouble coming against me." So God's word is so powerful, my friend, and you have the ability to use it to change any difficulty, ability to change any obstacle or hindrance that you face, my friend. And Jesus demonstrated this throughout his life and ministry on this earth. We all know he stirred the waves, he stirred the waters. Jesus calmed the violent storm on the Sea of Galilee, demonstrating the power of his words. He just spoke to the storm, "Be quiet, be calm," and it happened. He was sleeping in a boat. You know the story with his disciples. And a fierce storm arose, causing the boat to be tossed and waves to break over it. These waves, they threatened to sink the vessel. The disciples were terrified and in fear for their lives. They woke Jesus up, who was just sleeping in the stern of the boat, and they cried out for help. They say, "Master, are you not helping us?" And Jesus commanded the wind and waves to be still. He rebuked the wind, actually, and the sea, and rebuked the storm, the wind, and said, "Peace, be still," resulting in an immediate calm, my friend. The wind ceased, and the sea became completely calm. What a word from the Lord. The disciples were just amazed, asking each other, "Who is this that even wind and storm obeyed him?" So this demonstrates the power of God's word over natural word, over every situation, every difficult circumstance that come your way. The word of God is powerful. It can calm it. It can stop it. It can solve your problem. So it highlights the importance of faith in the midst of life's storm. Then you know what? Jesus instructed us in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, that we could also do the same. We can speak to our problems and overcome them. We have the same authority over the obstacles, problems, or difficulties that Jesus demonstrated here. He said in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, that, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." Hallelujah. So what is Jesus trying to tell us? He was using the word mountain symbolically, I tell you, to refer to any obstacles. He was using that mountain as a metaphor to actually refer to any obstacle or any problem that might stand in our way, any hindrance. You see, faith-filled words can move mountains. With unwavering belief, even seemingly impossible things can be achieved, I tell you. If we will obey this instruction and begin to speak words in faith that line up with God's word, then we will have the positive results that follow. If you have faith and don't doubt, you can speak to a problem. And that problem, which is in this context, in this text of scripture, a metaphorical word, Jesus is using mountain as a metaphor, and it will be removed. You can speak to it. If your word aligns with the word of God, I tell you, you can speak to your mountain and that will be removed. Jesus said we should speak to the mountain, or we should speak to the problem or the difficulty or obstacle. It's a way for overcoming challenges and obstacles in life through faith, my friend. But most people speak to God about their problem, but few follow Jesus' instructions and speak directly to the mountain. God has put certain things under our authority, and we must exercise that. When a problem stands in our way, we must speak to the problem and command it to get out of our way in the name of Jesus. You have been created as an overcomer. So he said in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, that, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain," whoever is whoever, anyone, you see, "be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." This mountain is an obstacle. It's a problem, it's a difficulty, it's a hindrance in your way. If you are a believer, my friend, you can speak to your problems so far as your words align with the word of God. But if you are not a believer in Christ, then everything I have said here is actually not applicable to you at all. The first step is to receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and all these benefits will follow if you only cooperate with God. If you want to receive Him as your Lord and Savior, then you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.